Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is a Wobbert Wednesday.
Talk to me.
7:31:24. Hello, Rob Sacre.
Oh, what's happening?
Wow, what a day already we've had.
First of all, we need to talk about the engineer who designed this building. Who was this guy?
It's
what do you mean?
Pretty
it's?
Wild. It's pretty wild, Rob, because there is not great access for a handicapped man like yourself.
Right.
I'm well aware.
I should say a handicapped guest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't think of Rob Sacre ever needing anything. Rob, even with a torn Achilles, I just figured he would somehow hop into the building and that would be it.
You know,
where did you have to? What exactly was your journey?
I'm sorry, Rob.
First of all, you sent me an amateur, Steve, who had no idea where to go in the building.
Yeah, that's bad.
Comes to find me.
Yeah.
Then we go all the way around.
Wait, did you walk? Where did you walk? Did
all
you...
the way around the back of the parking lot. I'm in a scooter.
Yeah.
Mind you.
Yeah.
And, you know, then we had to find the elevator in the building.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was the weird part is that Steve was on the phone with me, and he's like, yeah, I don't understand where to go here. And I'm like, just keep going around the building. There's a little hill. You'll come up.
A little hill.
A hill.
A little
it's
hill.
A big hill.
Yeah, that was it's Everest. A big hill. Yeah, I don't know if you realize.
I've always thought about that. Like, if you're in a wheelchair and you get out there, I feel like you're just fighting rolling
well,
backwards.
It's a long way.
So what I've learned is you roll, brake, push.
Roll, brake, push.
Oh yeah, that's okay. Smart.
Roll, brake, push.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
How I get about, that's how I get around in this world.
Yeah, yeah. With your little scooter,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, scooter.
We're not talking lime scooters, folks. We're not talking any kind of fun scooter.
I wish I had a lime scooter right
We're talking...
knee scooter. I got a callus on the knee. That's how bad
Do
it is.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Is that what they call those knee scooters?
I believe so.
Yeah. You look good, though.
Yeah. I'm trying, man.
It's
flying.
Like a leg with wheels.
Chicks dig it, dudes respect it.
That's Steve. Right.
You'll get it. You'll understand one day. You'll understand.
When I'm older, huh?
Wait, yeah. So did you have to go, like, through the... How'd you get through the gate?
Luckily...
Did Steve have the code for the gate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
and
okay.
It was rocky back there.
Yeah.
Off terrain.
Why didn't you just,
it was a doozy.
He could have let him drive back there. I should have probably. That's probably
100%.
On me.
And I blame the engineer of the building. It should have been access for handicap up front, but we have to go through the back.
Yeah.
That's how they want to treat us.
It is weird that there's not a ramp.
There is a ramp.
But
you can't get into the
stairs.
Door. But you can't get into the door where the ramp is.
Yeah, there was a ramp.
Yeah, that's the worst ramp. Part.
Had me rolling all over this place.
Well, welcome that, anyway.
I'm back. I'm back. Thank you for having me.
And I think
me.
Our front doors.
Thank you for having me. I'm sorry for ripping your show apart already.
No. It's well
okay.
deserved.
It's
well
okay.
deserved.
It's deserved.
Rob,
is right.
I think the front doors, we could have let you through the front doors maybe, but.
You've seen me crawl. And I know that's
I
what you
think,
want.
I think, like old Joe Clark, we've chained the doors.
Oh.
Do you remember Chain the Doors, Joe Clark? Lean on Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wait.
Chain
why
the doors.
You,
chain
why
the,
are the
I don't
doors
know.
Chained?
We've chained the front doors.
Isn't that like a fire hazard? Again, what's up with this building you guys are in? You guys are like in...
Jay, am I mistaken?
Is this like Tomb Raider around here?
I don't
Lost
even,
of the Ark?
I don't even know, Kevin. I'm not even sure. I've never
I
go down
thought
that way.
Was, I thought
Why do you have
chained?
Chains on the doors? That's a fire hazard,
to keep
That
the
was the whole
out,
point
man.
Of that movie.
It
they couldn't
You're
have
right.
chains on the doors.
He got in trouble.
Yeah, I
Old
know.
Joe Clark, he got in trouble.
Joe Clark.
Oh, what a movie
Well,
that
I'm
is.
Glad you made it in. I mean, I don't know. That was...
I need to talk about a few things.
Okay. One is, well, we have 4 hours, so pace yourself.
I know,
friend.
You're right. It was Kev. It was Kev running out of gas. I need to talk about this too.
Yeah, we got a lot to discuss.
We need to discuss that.
You know what cracks me up? Yesterday after the show, Steve is like, "Okay, what do we need to plan for tomorrow?" And I go, "Nothing." And he's like, "Yeah, well, that's not. I mean, we need to have stuff planned, right?"
Right. Yeah.
And I go,
"Not in my life."
And he goes, "Okay, well, what kind of game should we play with Rob?" And I go, "We don't play games with
Russian
Rob.
Roulette."
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So you're going to have to go with a no.
I'm going
to
give you the no.
It's I'm going to go with a no.
Yeah, no, I can understand your disgust.
Kevin James.
But do you believe in multitasking?
I don't know what that has to do with the topic at hand.
Oh, okay.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Howdy, everyone.
Go ahead, Rob. What? Go ahead.
No, I didn't say nothing. Go, I didn't say a word. I did not say a word. I was ready for you to go.
I know, and I... Let's see. What could my first thought be about Rob today? You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. I don't care. I've known Rob... How many years have I known you?
Wow.
15 years. 15 years. First time I ever saw you, we did not meet. It was at Medical Lake High School. You were... Big afro high school player.
If you want to go back, that was 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really meet you that day, but I knew the legend of Rob Sacre once that day I saw you.
Because what were you like, maybe 16, Rob?
15, 16. 15,
yeah. Yeah.
So that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Dang.
But I don't care how many times I've seen Rob, that first glimpse that you get of him, you think this, I always am just like, dang, I forget how big, and I'll be honest, the clean-shaven look you've got going on right now.
I feel like a Buddhist monk right now.
You are.
I've been in my enlightenment stage, so I've been shaving my face and beard and hair and whatever hair I have.
Again, I've said it before and I'll say it again, you won the genetic lottery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did.
Because, I mean, you could be tall and goofy looking like a lot of people. No. Instead, you're just
Rob.
You're just
so Rob.
Good. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. It's not my fault.
I can't help but be pretty.
You can't help it.
You got it.
I mean, it's quite a sight when you first see it.
Well, I appreciate y'all, man. Well, thank you, Kev. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Rob, I'm not lying. Rob lightens the room up, right?
He does, absolutely.
Because he's always excited. He's always upbeat. Yeah. Even if he's in a bad mood, he's still upbeat because you're a positive
person.
Nobody
wants to deal with all that.
Yeah, right? It's just
right. Nobody wants to deal with somebody who's just like, oh, man.
It is. It wears you out.
It does wear you out. Yeah. You're like, you know what? Yeah. You can take that energy and your elephant graveyard energy put that somewhere else.
Your elephant graveyard energy.
Is that a new one?
I like to call it. I'm like, you know when you come into a room and it's like light all around and there's that one person and it's like Lion King, you know, when he looks over the pride.
That's
whatever,
right.
And then all of a sudden you look into the room and there's just like this guy festering in
there's
the corner.
Scar in the back.
Exactly. No one wants to deal with all that energy. That's negative energy.
That's right. Rob, the father of young children. Yeah, it's like that Disney movie, you know, that one.
Oh, I wasn't like that when I broke my foot or hurt my foot with the kids. I was like, you guys better step up. That's being very nice.
Yes, I'm sure.
That's the cleaned up version.
That was the clean. I was like, all right, guys, I'm crippled right now. You guys need to step up.
I think that's fair.
All of you guys need to just...
And for reference, your kids are ages of what now?
12, 8, and 6.
Okay.
Almost. And...
Oh, and one and a half.
Did you forget about that?
Well, I'm not. I just.
You can't step up when
like
you're one and a half.
You maybe do forget about her.
Those aren't the ones that. She's not the one that has to do stuff around the house.
Oh, yeah, she's got to step up, Rob.
Yeah, she's a little. I'm screaming at her just to get off the retaining wall.
That's what he told me earlier. He goes, yeah, I looked the other day and she's.
I'm
the second level of the retaining wall.
I'm like, oh, man, I got to get her down. And I'm just screaming, like, and she doesn't speak. You know, her favorite word's horse. But I'm like, get down here. Get, and I can't crawl. I'm crippled.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's all over the woods up behind my house, barefoot in a diaper. I'm like, get down here. Get down.
Let her roam.
Man.
Let her roam.
You start screaming for the other kids. Where are you at? Anybody?
Thank you. That's
yeah.
when they
yeah,
need to step up.
Yeah, that's what they need to be.
That's
yeah.
what
yeah.
they
talking
need to
about.
Step up. That's, yeah. Those are the ones I was like, y'all need to step up, y'all.
Which one of your children is the most helpful, do you think?
My daughter, my oldest daughter, she's great, but man, please.
So she's 8, right?
She's 8.
Yeah.
Just let me think a little bit. I don't need all these questions. Damn.
She always got something, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my.
She likes to talk, I imagine.
She's such a sweetheart. My goodness.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe let me have a breathe.
Can you not get into, you're worse than your little sister. Can you not get into everything? Like, just let me think. I think I stop in the parking lot in my driveway and give me my 15 minutes of just sitting in my car.
Yeah.
Pretending I'm talking on the phone, but I'm not.
That's a powerful dad move.
It is.
Oh, every day. And I remember the great James Worthy told me that was going to happen back in the day. He came and talked to the team and he's like, fellas, well, there's going to be a point in your life where you pull up in your driveway and you're going to pretend you're talking, but you're not going to talk to anybody. You're just going to sit in your car and just get yourself mentally prepared to go into that. And for me, it's just for my daughter. Chi-Chi.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's just how it goes.
My son just caddied for James Worthy like 4 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was out in Coeur d'Alene, and he said, what a great guy.
Great guy.
Yeah, he said, super awesome, just like normal
the
dude.
Biggest hands you'll ever. Like,
oh, is that right?
Massive hands, but just big game James, man.
That's right.
I loved him, man. I loved him so much. That was back when I was a huge Lakers fan. Oh.
When? You're not a Lakers fan now? What's that all about?
They're okay.
Oh, okay.
They're okay.
That's how I feel, too.
Yeah, I bet. Steve, you're not ready for
Hello.
This. Like,
my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve's not ready for any of this.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Look at him. He's just all Producer
that
Steve.
That is the greatest intro. You said you spent time on that one. We got Kanye back here.
it was all Kevin though.
Yeah,
right?
That was a Kevin James production.
Oh, my fault.
What was before Steve was
trying
here?
To give some credit to Steve, and you want to just get in that limelight?
Hey man, chicks dig it. Guys respect it. You know
there
what I'm
you
saying?
Go. Yeah. You're already learning quick, Steve. Young Padawan.
Steve, you have to prepare for like. Rob's just telling a story there, and he said, yeah, the great James Worthy. Like, you forget, Rob, I just forget sometimes all the great people you've been around.
Yeah.
You've lived a good life.
No, I'm very fortunate.
Last night, I'm scrolling through TikTok, looking, just wasting time, you know.
That's what that's for.
Supporting China, I suppose, is what you want me to say.
Here we go.
Just going
I'm trying
TikTok.
To stay away from the government talks, guys. You guys want me to get revved up this early. I'm really doing my best.
And I'm...
My lady, hold on.
Uh-oh,
my lady,
Kevin Eugene James.
My lady goes, I'm making more money now. It's awesome, but I have to pay more taxes. I go, here we go. What's the point of working? Why have an incentive? Why? Because I have ambition and dreams? Okay. Got out. It's out.
You got
guys.
Rid of it.
It's
okay.
Out.
Deep breath.
It's out. Can't put it back in.
Anyways, I'm scrolling through the videos,
okay,
and
yeah,
I see
ahead.
A video of Kobe throwing something into the audience. He's throwing
I don't know
something in there, and then the people start fighting over it.
Right.
And the girl takes it from this guy.
You mean like a wristband or something during a game? Okay, all right.
But the hilarious thing is,
I'm right next
sitting
to
right there, you and Kobe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, dude.
That's crazy.
It is. You know, I look back like, holy, I got to play with some of the Hall of Famers. I got to, you know, I'll shoot texts to certain guys throughout the year, season. Before this Achilles, I was supposed to be in a 3-on-3 tournament that week and with Chris Kamen.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, so I was, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be able to, like, meet and play with some of the greatest of all time. So it's a wild, it's kind of hard to grasp, but sometimes when you look back, but I'm just grateful.
Your life's like in chapters, huh?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, okay, like very different ones.
I could easily, and I think that's for any professional athlete.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially like you make so much, like you're in warp speed in life when you're in a professional athlete.
Yeah, were you going to say you make so much money?
Well, yeah, but
okay.
That's honest. Yeah. You know, but,
yeah, but it is all sped up.
Speed, but it's warp speed in the sense of like you make all this money 22, 23 right. years old, mm-hmm. 24 years old. So then, like, you get the house, you get everything that you've kind of, like, whereas a doctor, they're starting at 32 years old, you know? They start that process at 32.
Right. Yeah.
You start this at 22, 23, and then eventually it ends.
Yeah.
It has to come to an end. So then that kind of is like a chapter of your life where it's like, it just warp speed gets you into adult life. Then you kind of have to go through, and most guys, I know for a fact, the transition from basketball to life is the craziest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
That is a hard one because you're from whatever, 5 years old to however long you play, 28, 20 years old, 28, 32 if you're fortunate. You've been playing basketball. You're in a routine of like from Monday through Friday, you know what you're going to do. You know your games, especially if you're overseas, you know your schedule for 10 months out of the year. You know 2 months out of the year you have maybe off. So it's just that's the hardest part is that transition from that chapter to the next chapter in life.
Yeah, not everybody makes it smooth. You've done great, but not everybody can handle that.
Well, you know,
good approach.
Dude, you guys are talking to the champ. No matter what, I'm gonna make it smooth. I'm gonna definitely make it smooth. Okay. I got no choice to make it smooth. It's just
truth.
In my blood, Steve. You'll learn one day, Steve. You just let me know when you want to hit the streets. I'll help you out. I'll be Iceman.
Oh my God!
What does that mean?
I'll be your wingman.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And I swear, if I come back, I've done this one. I swear to God.
Kevin James.
If I come back in here and you guys move from this couch, I am burning this house down.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, it's Audio Ball Time brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market.
Sorry, Kev was distracting me.
I understand. Well,
can't
you know.
Get anything done around
he's
here.
Like that, you know.
I get it.
Believe me, every time we go on the air, I have to say, Rob, every time. Here we go, Kev.
Here we go.
Let's go.
He's not paying attention.
Lights on.
When no one's home.
Hey, look at his work area over there. Of course he's distracted.
I would be too.
Yeah, he's got everything going on. He's got his back scratcher, his fan.
Back scratcher, you need it, Rob.
No, thank you.
A floor full of popcorn. I mean, what the heck over there?
He's living his best life. got his shoes from 1980 still on.
Baby, Reebok Classics, that's all I wear.
I know. I was waiting for some K-Swiss.
I wish I love the Reebok Classic.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
But
looks so nice with a...
What?
Suit jacket.
Oh.
Those shoes?
I'm not going there.
No,
man. I'm
not
going to touch suit jackets.
Yeah, don't do it. Rob, were you ever a mixtape guy? Did you ever make a mixtape? I mean, that's kind of an old school. No. Just like a music.
A music.
Music.
Oh, like I'd go on Napster.
Yeah, yeah.
And it, yeah.
LimeWire.
LimeWire. LimeWire. And then you're like, dude, these... These viruses are, come on, McAfee.
I know. What is wrong with this computer?
That's right. Why is it lagging like 8 seconds? All this music I've downloaded, yeah, viruses.
So I'm bad. Sure it's legal.
More viruses in the marquee. But anyway, so I will just.
Did you have like, because Dirk Bentley talked about the fact that he used to have, you know, the sad songs on like one side. He misses his tape deck days. You know, it's like sad songs, but you can't listen to the sad songs. Well, here's what he says.
I missed the tape deck, but tapes are good. But my favorite mix is one that says before 5 p.m., then you flip it over, it's like after 5 p.m. Because like the after 5 p.m. is all like the saddest, lonesomest, you know, Osborne Brothers and George Jones and, you know, Farron Young. And just, you don't want to listen to that stuff during the daytime. It's just too lonesome.
Can't listen to the sad songs during the daytime.
How old is he? Cassettes? We're talking about cassettes?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah, what he's getting Dirk's? There. He's probably, late 40s, yeah. Maybe? Yeah.
Okay, I guess, yeah. Cassettes were, I had cassettes, so I understand, but I never, I was for the burning of CDs.
Yeah.
That's probably what you're
burning,
saying.
I was Napster, LimeWire, burning CDs. Then you're like, oh, this one's going to be fire. I might make a nice little mixtape for the warm-up for the team.
Oh, that was the favorite one.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved that.
Yeah. And then maybe you might get an edited version. I don't know.
Yeah. Probably.
Did you ever make one for girls? For a girl?
Why are you trying to teach Steve more things than he needs to know for the day?
Steve's in there with a cassette player right now. I'm trying to make...
You don't need to ask those type of questions. You already know the answer, Kev.
Of course I do. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm learning.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to keep learning. Never stop learning. Come on.
It's a big education day for Steve.
Oh, boy. You have no idea.
You know what you and Ryan Gosling have in common? 4 children. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know he had 4.
He's got 4 kids, and he's talks about having them all home at the same time.
It's the best thing that ever happened to me. It's just embrace the chaos. Nothing's going to be, like, tidy ever again. My wife always says, they're all under our roof right now. The whole family's under our roof. We have them all. And, like, that is a fleeting thing, not an infinite resource.
It probably goes pretty fast, you'd imagine, but he is right about one thing. Nothing's tidy.
Oh. This Sunday, I lost it. I said, this is mine. This is mine. You guys pay the bills here? No respect in this house. None. There is no respect at all. You see, you're trash everywhere. Yeah, I get that. I get that. No clean.
It's impossible. No, it literally is. You would drive yourself crazy if you walked behind him to clean up. I don't care how clean your kids are.
A tidy one in the group, one that kind of likes to keep things clean.
The 1.5-year-old?
Yeah, that's impossible.
That's the one. Yeah.
I got something I need to ask the listeners too about my 1.5-year-old. We're having a little poop problem too.
So really?
We'll talk about that later. But I would definitely say my youngest son is probably the best, neatest. He'll semi put things back.
Okay.
Wow, he's 5?
Six. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's.
Yeah, wow. But it's still chaos. It's organized chaos.
All right.
It's
absolutely.
Herding cats. That's what I tell people. Yeah. It's like herding cats. They're everywhere. You just, if I can just kind of, where I'm playing zone, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm in a zone. Something's going to slip through the zone.
How many car seats are we at? Are you only in 2 car seats now?
What's a car seat?
Okay.
Never mind. Forgot where you live.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I feel like it's more like a cartoon where there's a giant net on the road, you know, and then as you step in there and you pick one up, it goes boom, and it pulls you up by your feet.
Kevin James.
Takes you over and drops you off in jail.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I feel like happened. Yeah. That's why I wouldn't stop. I live in a cartoon world. What world do you live in?
Duh.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right. Thank you for Rob with the help of the Here We Go. Yeah, it's good. Thank you for paying attention.
Oh, he distracts me every time.
No, it's what he does.
Oh.
This guy, it's what he does.
I don't want to talk about man purses, okay?
No, that's a nice one you've got on your scooter.
Yeah, that is nice. It looks a lot like the one my daughter carries.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to go. I said inappropriate stuff off air. I'm not going to say anything now.
Yeah, guys. I think that's the way we do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the way we do it.
I think that's how it's done, actually. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right. Oh, people listen.
Yeah, my fault.
My bad. My bad.
Right. Rob, we have questions for you. I have one to kick things off. Producer Steve and I were just talking about the debacle that was you getting into the building from the visitor's lot, trekking through the entire parking lot. Did you have to dodge any raccoons out there?
You guys have raccoons?
Oh, man.
Yeah, two big
they
raccoons.
They sent a photo out to the whole company yesterday. Like, they're back, you know, because they've been bad around here many times, and they're, like, up in the tree right over by where you park.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're right up in that tree up there.
I can get rid of them. Okay. I know some, hey, Steve, I know some North Idaho guys. They can get, they might eat it too. I probably,
Well, why wouldn't you? Yeah.
Tasty. So the question is, Steve just said, well, I could move Rob's truck for him.
Oh my gosh, please. That would be hilarious.
Steve, you don't want those problems. You're good, Steve. I can go downstairs. It's going upstairs that sucks.
That's true.
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys. Okay, I just wanted to make sure if...
And it's all downhill now from now.
I got
my scooter.
just go off the top like you're a teenager and land it. Come on. What are you driving currently?
GMC. 3500.
A GMC?
What?
What happened to the Ford?
Oh,
here we go.
Is this a?
Are you just trying to make him mad?
No. I got. What do you consider gun shy? I guess I was
okay.
She gave me too many problems.
Mm-hmm.
We're
still talking about the truck. Yeah.
Yes. she gave me too many problems when I was needing her the most.
So you just said I'm moving on.
I'm done.
There you go.
I'm done.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I move on to the next pickup. Let's go.
You got a? Is it a four door? You must four-door, with all the children.
Got to do four door.
Yeah.
You know, 3500, and then I got the dually for work. And then I was working on the Impala yesterday.
Still have the Impala.
Still got that. Everybody asked if that comes out. Nah, we're good.
No, you just
it's too hot. When it's too hot, it's not enjoyable.
Explain to people exactly what your Impala is.
A 64 Impala convertible. It has hydraulics on it, so it's fun. I get to play. I get to be a little kid again.
Yeah. What about the interior?
Ox blood, so like a burgundy, like a red, like burgundy.
Sure.
Coogs colors.
Okay.
Coogs colors for interior.
I don't know many people that call that ox blood, but that's
ox blood.
That's the term for the interior. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what? You never heard that before, Jay?
My bad. Have some oxtail with your ox blood.
I love the color of ox blood on you.
Ox blood. I just knew that was the name. Yeah, My fault, guys.
Yeah, I like that.
Did you at some point have the Saints?
That's the stinking Lincoln. I didn't bring that. The Lincoln's still at the house too.
So you still got that?
I'm done. Here's the thing, guys. I'm done buying stuff. I'm done getting stuff. I'm done.
You got plenty of stuff.
I got stuff, but here's the problem. You got to keep that stuff working all the time.
Right. And a full-time job.
Oh,
man.
And I'm like, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
How old's the Lincoln?
The Lincoln is 97. So yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Stinking Lincoln.
But they're all running, though. They all run.
I just got to charge the battery. All of them run. I can go. I was tinkering around. That's how Violet was getting up onto the retaining wall.
Your daughter was...
Yeah, I was tweaking onto the car yesterday, scooting over, dragging this club foot around. And then I was like, I wanted to work on this little antenna I had to adjust. And I look, and there she is on top of it. I'm like, oh, Mike, how did you move so fast?
It's crazy, isn't it? Literally like 2 seconds, and you know, it's unbelievable.
And they don't ever move to someplace safe.
Never. Yeah,
no,
just
no.
Let me see if I can climb up on this wall.
I went to, I went to Joe Albi, and they have that little splash pad. So I took her last week. So she would go to the splash pad. All right, cool. I'm going to follow you with the splash pad, and I'll sit on this bench. Be an old man, sit right here. You go play in the water.
Cool. I love splash pads for that very reason.
100%, right?
Yep.
No. Every time I sat in a bench, she would be on the playground.
Right.
And then I have to go wheel my butt behind, censoring myself.
Yes, please do.
I had to go over to the playground. And then she'd be at the splash pad. I was like, all right, man, what do you want?
Yeah, this injury that you have, this Achilles tear, is
blew my tire.
You can't keep up with a 1.5-year-old. This is getting rough.
Oh,
I don't think we've covered how you injured yourself.
Can I guess rescuing young children and elderly from a burning building. That's gonna be my guess. You're like a superhero.
That's too much work.
I am gonna guess it had something to do with trying to jump on a horse. You were trying to get on a horse.
Yes.
And boom, popped the Achilles.
You know, for all the dumb stuff I do in life.
Yeah.
And there's a large list. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of things should have killed me a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was basketball.
Oh, dunking or something?
I wish. It was demonstrating a drill. Just demonstrating a basketball drill. And it was a simple drill. I wouldn't have ever second guessed. And I'm conscious. Like, anytime I play now, especially if I go play with North Central guys or whatever, I'm conscious. I'm like, I'm not going to dunk this. I'll lay it up. I'm not going to.
Sure.
I have nothing to improve. I have nothing to impress.
Absolutely.
I just want to get a good sweat in.
Yep.
But this one, I was like, all right, we got 25 minutes left in practice or whatever. I'm going to show you this new drill. We're going to do some conditioning here, guys. It was rim taps or backboard taps, however you want it. And then, anyways, so I'm doing that at the Emanuel Center. Shout out to Tommy Williams for what he's doing down there at South Perry at Emanuel Center. He's doing a great job. Guys are going in there working out. And I was demonstrating this drill, and I looked down, and I'm like, man, did someone kick me? Or, like, did I step on a ball?
You always hear people say that when they get an Achilles.
And I took a step, and I go, no, that's the Achilles, guys.
I'm done.
And if you get a little nauseous, don't listen to this. So I went over and sat down, and I touched my right Achilles, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's what it's supposed to feel like.
Uh-oh.
And I touch my left leg. It's not there, guys.
It's just gone. It's up in your calf.
It's rolled up. It is gone. It didn't ball all the way up to the calf, but it was gone. It was just like this limp thing going in there. So
all the years of playing through the NBA, through Gonzaga in Japan.
I know.
You had a broken foot, really?
Broken foot my sophomore year at GU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I was like, all right, man. I said, if I was a horse, I would have been in my ground by now.
They would have put you down.
They would have put me down a long time ago. If I was one of my horses, it would have been good. It wouldn't have been good. But, you know, hey, life was going too good for me. I'm not going to lie. Life was really too good for me at that moment in time. Work was good. Kids, everybody healthy. Health is wealth. Yeah, that's how I look at it. So, something Murphy's Law had to just bring me back.
Yeah, they had to throw a hurdle in the way.
When life is too good, you got to get something thrown at you. So life's full of problems. Living life is solving them.
Write that down, Steve.
I know, Steve. He
tried to say one of your lines.
Oh,
he goes, when you got it, you've hot it. I was like, close, Steve.
Steve, Vancouver's pride and joy. Some like to call me Sugar Boy because all I do is bring some joy. Steve, you'll be on my pace one day, brother, but not today, you know?
But not today.
Not quite yet.